Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University and is a licensed chiropractor with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Yes, those are my credentials. That makes me credible. But that isn't the point. The point is that I do have a gift for listening to you. And I did last week. I was on the phone, I think, about 4 hours last week listening to my listeners. And wow. Some of you guys are in a pickle. One guy's living in his car. Somebody else wants to kill himself. Somebody else just left his wife. Somebody else's wife just left him. Somebody else can't eat without throwing up. I mean, the list goes on and on. God bless you all. It's not that complicated on one issue, at least. But from what I hear, I haven't gotten the point across. And that is, food, your food choices are simple. I thought that maybe I got the point across in past shows, show number nine on food, food choices, food theory. But I get time and time and time again, Medici, I don't know what to do about food. What do I have to do about food? That's the other thing I wanted to say. I love that other part of it. People are always saying, what do I need? What you need, if you're asking me what you need, and I have people writing in, they want to come in from all over the country sometimes, and what do they need specific to them? The basics. If you just did the fundamentals, if you're sitting there in your chair and you can't get out of the house, or you're broke, or you're both, and you're scared, and there must be lots of people scared because I was on the phone 4 hours this week. And you're in your 60-plus years, and you haven't gotten the right diagnosis, and this pain and suffering has continued long past what you thought was reasonable, and it seems so complicated, it's really not if you stick to basics. Yes, I'm repeating myself. Pardon me if I am. I know many of you have heard this before, but I just have to take another show. I really didn't want to, but I have to. Because I'm listening, and you're telling me, Medici, I'm confused about food. So here we go. When you put the food into your mouth, write these down, or get on my website, straighttalk.cc, and listen to the show again. When you put the food in your mouth, there should be no gas, no bloating, no muscular pain, no reaction on your skin, no diarrhea, no constipation. That food should disappear in your belly immediately. No gas, no bloating, no diarrhea, no constipation, no muscular pain. You shouldn't be waking up in the morning and going to bed with a big bloated belly. If you are, whatever's going into your belly ain't working. That's common sense. I don't care if you drive a truck or you're president of a law school. It doesn't matter. It's simple common sense. The food you put into your belly has to disappear quickly and easily. When that doesn't happen, a flag goes off. Number two, when you get off the processed foods, and everybody knows the junk. I don't think there's anyone that calls in that isn't aware of what junk food is and garbage processed foods. So I don't think we need to spend a lot of time on that. when you do foods that are in the carbohydrate family, so that's what? Rice, grains, spelt, amaranth, not buckwheat. Buckwheat is a seed. Rye, oats, barley. When you do the grain family, when you do the bread family, even when you do the potato family, lots of bodies have very difficult reactions to those foods. So there probably is something about the carbohydrate. Even the bean which we love, the bean which is expensive, inexpensive, the bean which we love to cook and flavor and season, if it's causing bloating in your body, that's a sign. And there are books out now, lots of them, going after the carbohydrate. And you want to get those books and start reading, because they're compiled by doctors, healthcare professionals, greatly credentialed healthcare professionals, all of whom don't have an agenda. I don't have an agenda. If you tell me you can heal on McDonald's, then eat it. If you can tell me you can heal on Twinkies and Ring Dings, then do that. If you can heal on alcohol, do it. I don't care. I am a clinician. I want my patients to heal, and whatever it takes to heal, and I'll do anything for that, from organ meats to buffalo feces. Yes, some people eat feces, so it goes in and it creates a probiotic reaction of massive result in the intestinal tract. Anything is open game as far as I'm concerned when you have a patient that's in bad shape that needs to heal. But from Sally Fallon's book, The Nourishing Tradition, to the Weston Price Foundation and the support from multiple healthcare practitioners for the ketogenic diet. That means meat, fats, fruits, vegetables, which are carbohydrates, but that's not the carb we're talking about. Nuts, seeds, berries, some degree of dairy. The ketogenic diet, the Weston Price Foundation, Sally Fallon's book, The Nourishing Traditions, Smokey Santillo's book, Intuitive Eating, which I'm going to get to in a moment. And most importantly, I think the strongest argument, and I did this in one of my past shows, but very briefly, let me repeat myself. Get the book, The Third Chimpanzee. The Third Chimpanzee by Jared Diamond. He won the Pulitzer Prize. That means he's a smart guy. And he wrote the book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, to which he got the Pulitzer Prize. He took his PhD, this is Jared Diamond, in 1958 in physiology from UCLA. It was actually done on the physiology of the gallbladder, oddly enough. And he took this degree. And then he went into anthropology from physiology. And then he wrote that book, Guns, Germs, and Steel, History of the Evolution of Man in Recorded History. They gave him the Pulitzer Prize. National Geographic picked up the book, turned it into a very, very successful series. The guy doesn't have an agenda. He doesn't care what you eat. He's a scientist. He's an anthropologist. He's an award-winning author now. He's in his 70s. He doesn't have an agenda. Chapter 8 in that book. I'm holding it in my hand right now. Chapter 8, Agriculture's Mixed Blessings. Chapter 8, Jared Diamond, Third Chimpanzee. Get the book. It's going to say some very interesting things about the carbohydrate, which is, with forensic testing, meaning testing of tissues, bone from DNA, so forensic analysis of skeletons in the earth, there's a line across seven continents. And that line is pre-agrarian and post-agrarian, meaning caveman diet, which is only 7, 8, 9,000 BC. And then agrarian diet. Across that line, across that very, very important shift in human history, when we started to grow grain, across seven continents, we saw We're positive. It can't be argued. The argument's over. The agrarian diet hurt us bad. And there are so many examples of this. Get the book and look at it. Get the ketogenic diet from the Weston Price Foundation. Get Sally Fallon, The Nourishing Traditions. Yes, I'm repeating myself. Excuse me if you're bored on this, but I know what I'm listening to out there. So get these books and start pulling carbs out of your diet. The carb will spike your insulin. The carbohydrate, okay, even if it's boiled instead of high-heated and hydrogenated the fat into it like the pastries, but the carbohydrate, even if it's boiled, you're going to make a degree of what we call advanced end-chain glycation products. Those are gooey little binding bonds, gooey little bonds between the amino acid groups, between the protein molecules that glue up your body. Not to mention all the harm that's done when we're constantly bringing our blood sugar up because we're bringing our insulin up. And so you got to understand, we've got some very strong science behind the carb, even the good carbs, even the complex carbs, against which then we have forensic science. Something happened to mankind when we started farming. We're seeing disease rates increase drastically by forensic analysis of the cadaver bones. That's huge. Get those books. Clean your palate. When you cut out carbs and you get into meat, fat, fruit, vegetable, yes, I know they're carbs, nuts, seeds, berries, the palate cleans. And your intuitive faculty starts to open up. Intuitive eating. Smokey Santillo's book, Intuitive Eating. And in that process, you awaken to food. You start being guided to foods because the palate cleans. The palate, we say, goes raw. That's huge. That's huge. And then you're listening to your body. So you're being guided by some intuitive faculty. Women understand this when they're pregnant. Children understand this. Animals understand this. The only people that don't seem to understand this are adults, stressed out, carb-ridden, glandularly exhausted, overworked, underfed, overweight, under-exercised adults don't understand this. We get into the slavery of the carbohydrate bringing our blood sugar up and then crashing us and bringing it up and crashing us. There is another way to live where the blood sugar begins to stabilize at about 80 to 90 all day. Even after you eat, your blood sugar doesn't go up because there's no sugar. And you make your sugar from the fats and the proteins through the liver. The liver converts the essential fatty acids. The liver converts the amino acids into glucose. And that glucose is sent to your cell, to your brain, to your heart, all the cells and all the organs of the bodies are fueled by the glucose coming from the fat and the protein. It's simple. It's elegant. It may take, once you transition this way, a little while for you to be able to convert those fats and those proteins into sugars. So for the first week or two or even 4 weeks, you may start to feel tired. And you've tried this before, and it hasn't worked for you. And it hasn't worked for you because you need one-on-one counsel. You need someone to come to your house every single day because you can't get out of your house and because you're too sick and you need them to cook for you. But you can't afford that because you don't have the money to do that. So you listen to radio shows.